This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're in downtown Denver now, visiting a new hotel in an old building. This is the old Colorado National Bank building at the corner of 17th and Champa, and for years it was boarded up. But next month, it will reopen as a hotel, and here in the lobby is a stunning group of murals by Alan Tupper True. You may have seen his work at the State Capitol or the Brown Palace Hotel. For this building, True painted 16 murals depicting scenes of Native Americans, which he called Indian memories. We're going to hear more about those murals in a few minutes. But first, Tommy Nigro is vice president of real estate at Stonebridge. That's the Colorado company developing the hotel. And Tommy, thanks for meeting us in this rather grand lobby.
Thanks for having me.
What made you think this could be a hotel? You know, a former place where people came in and got cash and put things in safe deposit boxes.
You know, honestly, when we first toured the property, I would say it was a little bit kind of a no-brainer. Standing here, I think you can really see the potential. And it didn't really take a lot of imagination. Huh. And honestly, what you see today is almost exactly what we saw when we first walked into the building almost 5 years ago.
We'll post photos of what we're seeing to cprnews.org. Am I right to say that there's a heck of a lot of marble surrounding us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Marble flooring as well.
Yes.
Talk to me about the condition the building was in. So you could certainly see its potential, but did it need a lot of TLC?
It needed a lot of work. There was a lot of graffiti on the outside of the building. It hadn't been occupied for, I think, about 3 years at that point, and it was just really run down.
And what about the state of the murals? How did they look?
The murals were actually in very good shape. They were dirty, but
they were sort of dimmed by that.
They were dimmed by that. That's a good way to put it. But they were in very good shape. And we had the historic preservationists clean the murals. But it was a very relatively low-tech approach with really, I think, just kind of soap and water and a lot of labor.
Soap and water. Who knew?
Yeah.
That's all you needed. My understanding is that after you purchased the building, you got a phone call from Alan True's granddaughter?
That's right. Victoria Tupper Kirby reached out and contacted us and really, I think, just expressed her excitement that something was happening with the building. And I think she was curious as well to understand what our plans were and what specifically we were planning to do with the murals.
Right, whether you were planning to keep them or not.
Absolutely.
Did you have to keep them just out of curiosity?
No, we were under no obligation to keep them.
Huh.
However, we really, I think, recognized that they're really part of this building, part of this lobby, and really add a lot of character and interest.
Do you expect art tourists to come in who aren't necessarily staying at the hotel and wander around?
Absolutely. We've gotten a lot of interest just locally from people who are familiar with the building when it was a bank, and we get calls probably weekly just inquiring about when it's opening. I think one of the great things with making it into a hotel is it is absolutely open to the public, and people can come in anytime they like, have a drink in the lobby, and enjoy the art.
I can imagine people coming in and yearning to know, you know, what the building used to look like when it was a bank. Will you give visitors a sense of the before and after somehow?
Absolutely. We're going to install a history wall that features a lot of the old photographs of the building, back when it was a bank, back when they stored gold down in the basement.
The gold's gone.
The gold's gone.
Uh-huh. You looked.
We looked. but that's one neat thing about it, too, is all these banks make you realize that banks used to really hold real money and gold inside of them. I don't think that's really the case anymore, but there's really massive, I think there were 6 vaults. We've kept 3 of them and are featuring them in the hotel. They're really very large spaces that really kind of makes you think what it might have been like back then.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Tommy Nigro. He's vice president of real estate with Stonebridge, which is converting the old Colorado National Bank building in downtown Denver into a Renaissance hotel. It opens next month. We're in the lobby on Colorado Matters today, which has a series of murals by the late Denver artist Alan Tupper True. And joining us now to tell us more about these murals, one of them is absolutely ginormous. I'm guessing 12 feet tall? We'll see if that's right. But joining us is Elisa Zaylor. She's a curator at History Colorado, and she helped put together a 2009 exhibition on this artist. Elisa, thank you for meeting us.
Thank you for having me.
Did I eyeball that properly?
I think it's a little bigger than that, but that was a good guess.
Even taller than 12 feet. Remind us who Alan True was.
So Alan True is considered Colorado's premier muralist. He was born in Colorado Springs in 1881 and really spent a majority of his artistic life in the state. And he predominantly featured figures from the Old West, including American Indians, cowboys, settlers, etc.
And in this building, the old Colorado National Bank building, the murals focus on Native people.
Yes. He really wanted to elevate the idea of American Indians. He really felt in the past, that they were featured as savage and not having culture. So these really have to do with American Indian spiritualism and really the virtues of American Indian life.
Remind me the years these were painted.
So the first four began in 1923, and then he did the remaining in 1924 and 25.
I mean, I think of his perception of Native Americans in the 20s, and I think this is a guy who's ahead of his time.
It is, but it's also what's being done really across the United States. And that's tied, this building is tied to the City Beautiful movement and also wanting to beautify buildings, but also wanting to pay homage to what life used to be like before urbanization in these city centers.
I see. So but this perception of Native Americans was gaining currency at that point.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's describe what we're seeing. So we're on a mezzanine overlooking this very grand lobby, and right above our heads, not very far away, is a triptych. Did he paint these on site, or were they brought in afterwards?
They were painted off site and then brought into the building and installed on the walls.
Okay. And what are we seeing here? These are young people.
So the first one that we see is really about American Indian youth. And I should point out that it really, Alan True was not trying to portray one particular tribe. That was not his goal. He really wanted to give a general idea of what American Indian life was like. So this is all about youth. So you see youth hunting from the canoe to catching the geese here to playing in the water. And it's important in this one to note that there's no feeling of a dream. So it's about Indian memories or a dreamlike state.
Yeah, let me just say that the other murals we're looking at elsewhere have another worldly quality to them, not true of this one.
Right.
Why is that?
In this scene, True wants you as the viewer to really get a nice idea of youth, and youth doesn't really need to look back, so to speak.
Right, doesn't have much to look back
right
at. But in the other murals, there's this combination of the here and now and perhaps the ever after.
Right. You're still looking back with whoever the primary figure is. So, for example, in one where we see an American Indian elder and his eyes are closed and he's dreaming of what war used to be like and his courage.
Mm. And the large one we described earlier, say more about it. Do they have names, by the way, Elisa?
They have very basic names, likely given by True. So the one at the very end, the oversized one, is called Happy Hunting Ground. And True makes it very clear that this whole series is not necessarily about the chronology of American Indian life. Again, it's about elements of American Indian life, including spiritualism. So this piece, there's that same whirling design, and at the top, really the person who's passed away is on top of the funeral piece, and it's about them moving on. It's not about death, but really moving on to the next chapter of their spiritual world.
To what extent would the bank have kind of dictated the subject matter, or did he choose it?
They did not dictate the subject matter at all. In fact, he proposed in 1921 the murals, and he, from the beginning, wanted them to be about American Indians and spiritualism, and the bank let him do that. They wanted it to be about looking back, but also looking to the future. That was really all the bank requested.
They created a pamphlet so that when you walked in, you know, to cash a check or something, you would pick this up and you would have some sense of these murals.
Well, the bank really did the booklet to commemorate the murals, I think to draw people into the building, but it was also about celebrating their 61st year in business. So in them, they gave information about the murals. But again, if you think about the City Beautiful movement, they were wanting to welcome people into this beautiful space.
Right, the City Beautiful movement, which gives us like some of Denver's great parks, for instance.
Civic Center.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is all part of that idea of grand public places.
Right.
As I understand it, there are many who consider this to be True's best work. Why do they say that?
I think it's definitely one of his best mural groupings of pieces, and in part that has to do with because of the color, because he's really thinking about the color scheme in here tied to the other features, including the color of the marble, the light that would have come into the building, and they're also very important as far as his mixture of realism and symbolism and idealism, and oftentimes he's considered one of the finest Anglo artists depicting American Indians the way that he does here compared to how other artists did it at the time.
So he wasn't painting these by any means in a vacuum. He would have been very thoughtful about what surrounded them in this building, picking up on, as you said, colors, perhaps lines. There's an architectural quality to the thinking, I suppose.
Yes, and also because the building is considered a classical building, in a way he is... The classical building looks back to Greek and Roman architecture. And
yeah, we have all these columns around us, for instance.
Which I think we decided were
Ionic.
And so he is, again, looking back at the past and elevating the past in this grand tradition. The other thing I'll say about the murals is that True did his homework. So he gathered artifacts along the way. He went to the Field Museum and looked at their collections. So although he's not depicting one tribe in particular, he wanted to get the correct elements of their dress, the nature in the scene, etc.
You must be very excited that this artist you've focused on quite heavily in your career, people will see a whole other dimension of him who didn't know this building originally.
Yes, I'm excited that the murals have been preserved, but also that in many ways they do what True wanted them. They speak to the public. He wanted the public to come in and see them and to understand more about American Indian life, and I think that it's great that the building will be open and they'll be available again.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk with you.
Alisa Zahler is curator for art and design at History Colorado. Earlier, we heard from Tommy Nigro, vice president of real estate for Stonebridge, based in Englewood. They met us at the new Renaissance Hotel in downtown Denver. It used to be the Colorado National Bank building.